From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In their first strategic dialogue since Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping met in April, senior U.S. and Chinese leaders met in Washington Wednesday. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urging Beijing to pressure North Korea to rein in its banned nuclear and missile program.
Whether it is money laundering, extorting Korean expatriates, or malicious cyber activity, North Korea has engaged in a number of criminal enterprises that help fund its weapons programs. We must step up our efforts to help to curtail these sources of revenue. Countries around the world and in the U.N. Security Council are joining in this effort, and we hope China will do their part as well.
Tillerson said both sides reaffirmed a commitment to full implementation of U.N. Security Council resolutions, including sanctioned North Korean enterprises. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said the two countries share common ground on Pyongyang.
China continues to work these issues. The reason for this dialogue that we had today was to have an open and frank dialogue about what more can be done in areas of common interest. And I would point out to you that China's end state on the Korean Peninsula in terms of nuclear weapons is the same as ours, and we continue to work towards that end state.
They also discussed maritime tensions in the South China Sea, counterterrorism, and improved military-to-military contacts with Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi and Army Chief General Fong Fenghui. The U.N. Security Council Wednesday unanimously backed creation of a West African force to combat jihadists in the arid Sahel region.
La France salue l'adoption à l'unanimité.
The French U.N. Ambassador François Delattre commended the unanimous decision to use all necessary means to combat the terrorist threat, which he said knows no borders. This is VOA News.